A statewide anti-discrimination bill gets preliminary approval. Alliance for a Better Utah files a complaint against Attorney General John Swallow, and the Republican caucus releases their preliminary budget proposal. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, March 8th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah lawmakers have given preliminary approval to statewide housing and workplace protections for gays and lesbians. Last night, members of the Senate Economic Development and Workforce Services Committee voted 4-3 to advance the bill. It's the first time a statewide non-discrimination measure has survived a committee hearing in Utah. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Republican Senator Steve Urquhart sponsored Senate Bill 262. He told the committee the basic principle behind the bill is straightforward.
We should all have an opportunity to earn a living and keep a roof over our heads. Gay and transgender people are good, hardworking people with families just like everyone else.
SB 262 would prohibit employers from firing, refusing to hire or promote people just because they're gay or transgendered. The housing amendments prevent landlords and brokers from evicting or refusing to rent or sell to someone for the same reasons. Dory Burt is with Mormons Building Bridges, a group of LDS church members who support LGBT individuals. She gave an emotional presentation in support of the bill, citing the LDS church's focus on family and the Golden Rule.
Securing basic housing and workplace rights for all our brothers and sisters puts that principle into action. We encourage you, our legislative leaders, to act on Jesus' teaching, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
GOP Senator Stuart Reed argued homosexual acts are immoral, and he says this bill sanctions it.
Someone is going to have to demonstrate to me in a satisfactory way that homosexual activity is not immoral. Because as long as I feel that way, I cannot advance policy that, frankly, encourages the societal acceptance of something I believe is immoral.
Conservative political activist Gail Ruzicka wasn't shocked when the bill passed 4-3. She says she believes members of the committee are placating the sponsor and members of the public who support the bill.
I just think they're trying to show that they want to be fair, and they've got a colleague on the floor that they don't want to be unkind to. They want to show that they care. They don't want to look hard or uncaring.
After the hearing, Urquhart told the press he's not 100% confident he'll get enough support for the bill when it advances to the Senate floor. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
An attorney for members of the activist group Alliance for a Better Utah filed a complaint yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell seeking an investigation into state election law violations that they believe Republican Attorney General John Swallow committed during his campaign. The complaint was filed by Attorney David Irvine on behalf of Marianne Martindale and Crystal Young Otterstrom. It requests Swallow's removal from office if an investigation shows the allegations to be true. It alleges 12 violations of Utah's election laws, including failure to disclose his income and other business dealings. Irvine says his client's petition does not address allegations that Swallow and businessman Richard Rall may have played a role in an attempt to bribe U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, but he says there is a connection between those two cases.
The disclosures had been properly made as to Mr. Swallow's business interests. The information with respect to Richard Rall might have been discovered much earlier than it ultimately was.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is already investigating the bribery-related allegations against John Swallow. Governor Gary Herbert says he's concerned that politics are driving the latest complaint.
I know it's hard for people to be patient, and sometimes politics rears its ugly head and says, well, we'll make some kind of a statement for political purposes. This will be resolved hopefully sooner rather than later, but let's let this investigation play its way out.
Because Swallow is under scrutiny, the petitions are calling for a neutral party rather than the Attorney General's office to lead the state investigation. A bill creating a short-term plan to fund public education with profits from the future sales of alcohol failed in a close vote in the Utah House yesterday. Republican Representative Jim Byrd of West Jordan says sequestration and last year's $25 million clerical shortage have created this one-year-only funding need.
It's designed at this particular point in time to fill a $6.4 million hole in public education with $7.4 million fiscal note.
There was bipartisan agreement among representatives on the need for additional funding for education, but strong opposition to doing it with earmarked funds from the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. Republican Representative Stephen Handy of Layton is on the Public Education Appropriations Subcommittee.
The word that comes to my mind when I think of this, although it's well-intentioned, is the word unseemly, which means not appropriate and not proper.
Democratic Representative Brian King of Salt Lake City urged lawmakers to vote for the bill if they refuse to do other things to generate revenue for education.
Is this a relatively crappy funding measure for public ed? Absolutely. I don't like it. It's inferior compared to what we should be doing, but we're not doing what we should be doing, sadly.
In the end, the bill failed on a 33-39 vote. With only a week left in the 2013 legislative session, the Majority Caucus released its proposed budget yesterday. The Republicans' list includes a 2% increase to the weighted pupil unit and funding for student growth. In the past years, the increase was split, with half of it going toward funding teacher retirement. House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart says this year the majority wants to give more control to individual school districts to decide what they do with that money.
Here's the money that the legislature has appropriated. It's 2% increase in the weighted pupil unit. You negotiate with your local associations and come up with your compensation packages.
The proposal also includes the funding to increase the number of medical school students at the University of Utah and $54 million for a new building on the campus of Utah Valley University.
A 64-year-old man died after he was hit by a van on 11th East in the Mill Creek area. The Unified Police Department says Larry Madison was jogging near 3900 South when he was hit. Madison was taken to Intermountain Medical Center, where he died. Officers say the driver stayed at the scene for their investigation. And finally, the Washington legislature is working on a bill that grew out of the Susan Powell case. It would require state child welfare officials to consult with law enforcement when a parent is a suspect in a criminal investigation. Josh Powell had been the subject of an investigation into the disappearances of his wife Susan, though he was never named as a suspect. He killed his two young sons and himself after a state worker dropped the boys off at his home. The bill has passed the Washington Senate and moves on to the state house. And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, March 8th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.